This podcast is brought to you by Church of Living Waters. Find out more information at colw.info. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
Well, you know, I just wanted to speak a few minutes today. I will tell you, I have my readers today. See them? I don't know if I'm going to use them because I've made my font a little bit bigger. So praise God, I'm believing for healing over my eyes. When I went through a tragedy of losing my mom, losing my sister, and just a few months before losing my brother, it really took me to a place where I started over with God. Just kind of took me to a place where when I was able to get up off of the bed of whatever you want to call it, maybe the bed of despair, maybe the bed of this, and I was able to stand. I know many of you understand what I've talked about. You've lost children, you've lost mates, you've lost a lot in this life, and when you were able to stand up, and we know this, that only God was able to let us stand up. It was only His strength that we were able to stand up. I had something in me that I said, okay, God, I'm just going to have a start over with You. I want to meet You in a new way today. Some of us need to meet Him in a new way. He's a new God. You might think, well, no, we know all about Him. It's all right here. The verses, many verses say, I'm going to do a new thing today. You don't know my ways. Come on. You don't know my thoughts. I want to meet You in a new way. And what God started speaking to me, and I knew this, that I needed to do Matthew 6:33, that I needed to seek first the kingdom of God. Amen. Something in us today that we're seeking first. Every person in this room is seeking something first. What are you seeking? Come on. What does your heart beat when you're starting to do something? So for some of us, we're seeking golf. For some of us, we're seeking fishing. For some of us, we're seeking this. We're seeking that. We're seeking this. But God wants us to seek first the kingdom of God. We heard that this morning in some of the words coming up and saying that, isn't it amazing singing, I love Your presence, but when are you going to be a lover of His presence? We're not just worshiping the God of our mothers. We're worshiping God, my God. Some of us have to take some big steps with that. That I'm going to stop worshiping these things that I've put first in front of You, and I'm going to worship You as my God. See, what happened with the tragedy, that I was stripped of everything that I ever desired. Stripped. Has anybody in here ever been stripped? I was stripped. Let me get a note here. Right after the service, we're going to have water baptism. And I know some of you are going to be water baptized today. So right when I say amen, we're going to walk to the other building. It's ready. The water's hot. It's flowing. And we're going to have water baptism. I just want you to come and to enjoy and to see people be set free today in water baptism. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added. And I had to come to this. I said, God, if I know the King, I'll know Your kingdom. And what I did, I started reading the Bible in a new with a new eyes, with fresh eyes. Amen. I started reading it, and I said, okay, everything it says, I'm going to believe. And if it says for me to do something, I'm going to do something. Do you know there's a lot of things in the Word today that the American church is not doing? What do we do? Do we just rip those pages out? Do we just skip over them? But see, God was speaking to me with a fresh vision of new eyes. And He started speaking to me about the army of God. Amen. I'm so thankful today to be part of the army of God. I'm so thankful that we are part of the army of God. I'm so thankful that Church of Living Waters is looking to Him as our leader. He's the head. We are the body. We're the army. What part of the army are you? See, I had to discover and reading God and taking him as what he says, what part of the army am I? Am I going to be part of this army that I'm going to rise up as a man of God? Am I going to be part of this army that I'm going to be a mighty man of valor? Come on. Am I going to be part of this army that I'm just going to halfway put my foot in and halfway put it out? Let other people run in front of me. Let other people go to the front. Or am I going to take my place with what God has called me, his son? Amen. It's a question that's in front of all of us today. Don't serve your mother's God. I started reading scriptures like this. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let these also who hate him flee before him. You know, this psalm, what it is, it's a warfare about the army of God. Let the enemies be scattered. Amen. I'm glad that I'm part of his army. Amen. In this hour of the church, God is rising up. He's rising up people that will be like, and this is what God took me back to, Abraham's army. Like David's army, like Ezekiel's army, like Joel's army, like Jesus' army. What army are you part of today? And all of these armies, we're going to speak just a few moments about each one of them, because each one of them had some great strengths that today in the army of God that we are possessing, that we are walking in. Do you know that I believe that today the army of God's going to come together and that we're going to see Jesus come back? I don't just halfway say that. God's called the finest for the last. Yes, I call you the finest. God saves the finest for the last moment. And today, although we might think, God, we're no way the finest. Oh, God, look at our young people. Look at what's going on in our world. See, our world is squeezing out the finest of God to rise up. And it only takes a few. Amen. We're going to look at some of the key principles in each one of these armies and relate them to the body of Christ in this hour. So when God told me to meet him in a new way, I started studying the army of God. I started looking back in the Old Testament, looking at these armies and seeing them rise up. We're going to be doing something next week, very, very important in Church Living Waters. We will be ordaining Roger and Lucy Pius. And we'll be setting some people in front of you, licensing them into ministry, because the army of God is rising up in this hour.
Amen.
Come on. Now, I'm not going to depend today. I'm not really depending today on your little clap. Come on. I'm depending on what the Word of God says and what God has spoken to me to press forward into this body. Abraham's army was trained in the house. David's army was separated from Saul's system. Ezekiel's army was gathered together and was resurrected by a prophetic word. Joel's army was completely victorious. And Jesus' army has his nature and today has his power. Amen. Many people say that the church lacks power. And I'm here to tell you that the church, Jesus' church, does not lack power. That Jesus' church has even more power than Jesus demonstrated here on earth. It's been prophesied over us. So we need to make sure that we're part of Jesus' church, his army. Because if we are, then we have his nature and we have his power. Praise God. We're going to look just quickly at Abraham's army. Abraham's army went through tremendous battle. Five kings against four kings. Among the four kings, the king of Shinar. And among the five kings, the king of Sodom. Lot, how many of you remember Lot? Abraham's nephew had gone to Sodom. And at this time, the four armies conquered the five armies and took Lot into captivity. Genesis, if you have your Bibles, let's turn there. Chapter 14, verses 14 through 16. I'm reading out of the New King James. Chapter 14, verse 14. Now when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, his army, his 318 trained servants who were born in his own home and went in pursuit as far as Dan. He divided his forces against them by night, and he and his servants attacked them and pursued them as far as Haba, which is north of Damascus. So he brought back all the goods and also brought back his brother Lot and his goods, as well as the women and the people. Praise God for the army of Abraham. 318 trained servants. You know God doesn't need many. He just needs people looking to him. He says that if two of us gather here today, that he's in our midst. He's never looking for thousands to come together. If men and women are looking for thousands to come together and overlook the hundreds, overlook the tens, overlook the fives, overlook the two, then we're not in pursuit of God's army. God's never talking about, his numbers are always much lower than our numbers could ever think of. 318 going to battle. Amen. 318 trained servants conquered four armies, recovered Lot and all of the goods. 318 people. What we get out of Abraham's army are these things right here. Children must be trained at home. I have a great opportunity that right on my side right here, I have a quiver. And in my quiver, I have arrows. Come on. And these arrows are my six children. And I have them in my quiver right now. And I'm doing everything and everything and everything I can, calling out to God, crying out to God, believing for God that in my quiver there are six world changers. Amen. I'm not compromising. I'm not believing what people will come and tell me, well, goodness, you have six. Your percentages are against you. That maybe a few of them are going to do things for God, but you're going to have to deal with a couple of them. And I stand and I say boldly to those people, that's a lie. Because I'm standing on what Proverbs says, that for me and for my house that we will serve the Lord. Amen. Now, it says that when the kids get old, that they'll continue to live for the Lord. Now, what we have to understand for me and for my house, that I must be standing on what God has for me. Many of us just hope that scripture comes out. Many of us are just hoping over our kids. And we're not being trained by the word of God. We're not being men and women of God together. And we're not training our children around the table like God said. Many of us don't even sit around the table anymore. We have to understand and see this, that a society has grabbed a cell phone. And 8 to 10 hours of their day, they're looking and staring into a cell phone. When we go eat, you look around the tables and everybody has it. A man has his, a woman has his, the three kids have theirs. God has called us in this hour to train our children. Come on. Thank you. I'll stand in front of God. Some of the first things that he's going to ask me is about my children. Do you know why? Because my children are his children. And he has given them to me for a season, for me to do what he's called me to do, to love them, to encourage them, to stand with them, to be for them, not against them, and to believe big in their lives. Amen. See, I'm believing over my three right here. I got a cousin right here, so I'm believing over him too. Amen. Standing with his mom and dad. I'm believing that God is going to speak to me, Roberto, and he's going to tell me about Christina. And he's going to say, my daughter Christina, this is what I have for her. And he's going to speak that through me, and I'm going to start speaking that into her. Amen. And that there'll be a day that she'll rise up and she'll hear his voice, and she'll say, wow, that voice sounds familiar. Because my dad's voice said that over me. Amen. See, I can't be messing around in this world and raise up six world changers. The enemy's too out in this hour. We have to see what Abraham, he had 318 trained in his home ready for battle. See, if you're not going to stand with me, I'm training them in my home and we're going out on our own. In my home, there's nine right now. I have two foster sons. We've already shot out. We took that arrow. We prepared it in our quiver. We pulled it out, and one's in Norway right now, and one's in Washington, D.C. right now. Praise God. You with me today? Amen. Father and mother in right relationship with the Word. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Amen. The body of Christ trained in the local church as servants. Come on, as servants and as warriors. Amen. We need to look at Abraham's army. They were prepared. They were ready for battle. They were trained. They were servants. And when Abraham said, let's go, 318 rose up and they went. There's going to be a day soon that I'm going to stand in front of you with some people and I'm going to say, okay, guys, let's go. We're going to battle. And I pray that every one of us is prepared and trained for battle. Yes. I pray that when we're in the front line, that we're not going to have many people in the front line running back, going back. That we're going to be prepared. We're going to be ready to take the land. Back from God. Come on. Body of Christ must be trained in a local church as servants and as warriors. When it comes to training the army, God expects this to come through the local church. Amen. This is a truth. Truth from the Word of God. Local church flowed out of the book of Acts. That's where we start seeing God called his church together. It's God's divine order. It's God's plan and vehicle. All ministry must flow out of the church. Now see, I've seen many ministries in my time of ministry. Many ministries that have been parallel with the church. And boy, they come into the church. But I'm telling you, if they are not birthed in and out of the church, they will be limited and they will dry out. It's pretty powerful. But see, God's created the church to be the possess of power and the vehicle to go out and do ministry. And so, praise God, today we have Frank and Jeannie in Italy, and they have weekly told me everything that they've done. They're going to continue to flow into this church and be sent out to do ministry. Amen. Praise God. All ministry flows out of the church. Mother of us all. Come on. Esau, man of the flesh, was a hunter and had to hunt for his meat, but Jacob stayed close to his mother, and he never went hungry. Fed and became fruitful. See, this church is not just here just to come together and just shake people's hands. This church is to come together, and it's to give honor to the King. Yes. The one that has come, the one that has set us free, the one that came, and he took back what the enemy has taken from us. This church is created to be lovers of his presence. And in loving his presence and being set free and being close to the mother, God is going to heal us. He's going to set us free. He's going to bring healing. Come on. He's going to bring freedom. He's going to give us the ability to receive his love. And it always at that point turns out to someone else. We're not just here just to be here. We're here to get what God has for us, to go out to a lost and dying world, and it's our family. Amen. Get in and stay in a local church. Come on. Get in and stay in a local church. Stay in through good times and tough times. The greatest thing that I can say, I've been a member of Church of Living Waters for 37 years. My mom and dad made me. I was here when I felt like it, here when I didn't feel like it. But I'm here to tell you today that I will not miss a Sunday no matter what. Mom. Because I'm not saying, look at me, I'm a hero, look at this. No, because I have to be part of God's body. I need to stay close to the mother. I want to be fed and I want to be fruitful, and it all happens right here. Amen. We have to hear this. In Abraham's army, it was from within. Amen. Leadership that you have to get with leadership that walk with God the way Abraham walked with God. And we'll be among the 318 that went out and did what five armies couldn't do. Abraham's army was trained in the house. We're going to look at David's army just quickly, and we'll probably stop right here. And I want to start back again next week as we ordain and pray over those people. We're going to be talking about the army of Jesus. David's army. David's army is separated from Saul's system. I want you to hear this today. Saul's system is like the world's system. It was ran by human strength and human wisdom. It was a man-made system. Many churches and many Christians today have been separated from Saul's system. But there are many people, even amongst us today, that are still living in the system of the ways of the world, Saul's system. That with my own strength and my own thoughts, God, me and you can team up. God, I can team up with you. And with everything you've given me, I'll just grab your hand and you just come with me. We're going to go get them, God. We're going to roll together. And David's system is, God, it's all about you.
Yes.
It's nothing about me. God, I come to you filthy. God, I come to you broken. I come to you with nothing, God. And because I know that, then I can be prepared to go out. He had a heart after God. He was a very spiritual man. If God said for him to do something, he would do it. If he didn't do it correctly, he would come to God and he would apologize. He wanted to be pleaser to God.
Yeah, man. Good.
The second thing that he had great humility. He was a man of humility. He was a man that was kind of by himself a lot. Just amongst the sheep, just by himself, just singing unto God. Like he asked us to do today, sing unto him. He was just there singing unto him, spending a lot of time with him, but he was a very humbled man. We're going to see that in the scriptures as you continue to look at David. And the third thing that he possessed is that his integrity was unbelievable. So David comes into the house and Samuel sees him and he says, "This is the king." And he anointed him with oil. That oil that poured down his head. What happened to David after he was anointed? He went back to the field. I think that would have got me right there. I think at that time, what, I've been anointed as king? Okay, Samuel, let's go. The king's coming. Everybody, I'm the king now. You six brothers, you didn't make it, I made it. But David, out of his heart, showing humility, he was anointed as king and he went right back out to the fields that he was working at.
Amen.
So let's press forward. David, because of the Saul's system is about competitiveness. And there was a lady with a tambourine and she was saying, "Saul killed thousands of men, but David killed 10,000s of men." Come on, you remember in the scriptures? And what it's that Saul just hated that. He just hated that. He hated that he was not the main person. He hated that David, although David's heart was really correct in leading Saul and standing and waiting for the honor that God's given him. So Saul wants to kill him, came after him many, many times, wanted to kill David. I'll wrap this up because I want to show you a few things about David's army because God's calling us in many of them. David was hidden in the cave. Do you know that David lost everything?
Yeah.
He lost his wife. He lost his home. He lost his best friend. He lost everything. And he found himself in a cave. Anointed king in a cave by himself. And I'm here to tell you that at that time, we could read some of the scriptures, and I won't read them, but in Psalms, where he's writing in that cave, and he's just crying out to God, "God, I've lost everything. I have nothing. I am nothing. No one's looking at me. No one cares about me." I don't know if you've ever felt like that. But David was in the cave. And guess what happens to David in the cave? Here comes his family. It'd be like, "Man, y'all didn't even want to be with me when I was not in. Why do you want to be with me now? What are you doing? I want to be by myself. I don't want to be with you." Here's his family. And guess what? God sends over 400 people that were in debt. People that had all kinds of problems. People that... And so David finds himself in a cave with his family that he didn't want to be with and with 400 people that are going to now drive him crazy in the cave. Amen. Let me... Let me go past this now. I declare to you that there is a people in this hour that are leaving the confusion of religion and are being gathered together under a new captain. There are people today that God is gathering. I'm declaring that in this ministry, that He's gathering together a new people, a people that no longer is just going to sit in church just because we wanted to sit in church. No longer going to sing the same three songs and listen to the message and say, good job, pastor. No longer. That they're going to join a new captain, and it's going to be part of the army of Jesus. Amen. Wow. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10. God has told me to plow some ground today, so I'm going to speak just a little bit longer. God, for whom and through whom everything was made, chose to bring many children into glory. And it was only right that He should make Jesus, through His suffering, a perfect leader, fit to bring them into salvation. There's going to be a group of people in this hour, just like the army of David, that's going to gather around. It's going to be in all kinds of situations. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you possess. It doesn't matter the situations you're involved in. These 400 men and women were in some difficult situations. It doesn't matter that you've done this. It doesn't matter that you've fallen. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that you're going to now raise up your head and you're going to look to the new captain.
Amen.
Wow.
This was David's army. He started training them. He started preparing them. And David's army was called Mighty Man of Valor. They were prepared. They were ready to go out to do all kinds of things, to fight. Where were they trained? They were trained in the cave. Saul's system. We want to talk a minute about it. A spirit of lawlessness. Let me speak a bit about that. Lawlessness. Lawless. Samuel told Saul again and again to wait on the Lord, but Saul refused. When you get in the snare of your own human wisdom and your own human strength, you always become lawless. I'm going to say it again. When you get into the snare of your own human wisdom and your own human strength, you always become lawless. It's all about Him. It's all about God. It's nothing about me. God, lead me. God, let me grab your hand and you take me today where you want me to go. I'm not leading you anywhere, God. I'm being led by you. The woman of Israel took out the tambourines and began to dance and to sing and declare Saul's system, that Saul slain thousands, but David slain tens of thousands. The church today is worried about competitiveness. How many people does that church have? How many people does this church have? We want to have this. We want to do this. God is calling for a group of people to come together and be led by the captain.
Amen.
It doesn't really matter how many, because we have God on our side.
Come on.
We have to hear that. Yes, God does want us to fill up these seats that are around us. They're seats, they've been purchased. They're people that need to be in them. We're not going to sell everything we have to just bring someone. We're going to press forward with what God has for us. And for me and for my household, see, I'm responsible for me and for my children, for my bride. We will be prepared. We will be ready for battle. And for Church of Living Waters, we're going to be trained in the house. Come on. We're going to meet in the cave. And that we're going to go out when God calls us to go out, and He's going to lead us, and we're going to see God, and He's going to move with power.
Amen.
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 Compromise. We will not compromise. Society is moving one way, and God's word stands still, and it stands strong, and it will never change.
Amen. Come on.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting. Samuel told Saul that obedience is better than the sacrifice, and stubbornness is an iniquity and idolatry. Rebellion is a sin of witchcraft, and these be in our life, we are still part of Saul's system. Come on. Because God really wants to rise up his people.
Amen.
He's the head, we're the body. We're not going to be part of the body if we're part of Saul's system.
Come on.
The kingdom was taken from Saul and was given to David. 1 Chronicles 2:22 says, day after day, more men joined David until he had a great army, like the army of God. A great army, like the army of God. David bottomed out in the cave. In a downward swirl of events, he lost his job, his wife, his home, his counselor, his closest friend, and finally he lost his self-respect. So David departed from there and escaped to a cave. This was the lowest moment of David's life. I wanted to read Psalms 142 to show you this low moment. It says, I cry aloud with my voice to the Lord. I make supplication with my voice to the Lord. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare my trouble before him. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, thou didst not knoweth my pain, my path. In the way where I walk, they have hidden a trap for me. Look to the right and see, for there is no one who regards me. There is no escape for me. No one cares for my soul. I cried out to thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Give heed to my cry, for I am. David's army is not an easy place to be. My mom always would tell me this, Blake, no pain, no gain. You ever heard that? David's army was a place that was difficult. But they found themselves on their hands and knees praying for God of the harvest to come and to lead them. I want to just wrap it up just quickly because God is speaking about Ezekiel's army. And in Ezekiel's army, they were led by what? The prophetic voice. We are gathered together and resurrected by a prophetic word. In this hour of the church, God is rising up prophets that will begin to speak so the army of God can be resurrected by the living word. There must be a restoration of the voice of the Lord, a mouthpiece of God. God said he's going to call together in this hour, and I'm standing, believing strong that prophets, that apostles, come on, that evangelists, that pastors, and that teachers are going to come together. And what are they going to do? They're going to equip the saints.
Amen.
I know what I'm called. I'm called to be a pastor. Yes, I can teach. Yes, I can prophesy. But my gifting is to pastor. My dad would always tell me, remember, the pastor has a ring on his hand. That finger means a pastor. You're married to the body. And if the body's sick, you need to be there. And if the body needs you, you need to be there. And you need to serve the body. That's what you need to learn how to do. That's what you're called to do. I'm a pastor. I'm married to the body. But the church in this hour is looking at one man. And for me, it's a pastor, so I'm a heart of servant. And so in the church, there's a lot of people that are serving. But God is bringing in this place, in this hour, a great prophetic voice that's going to come.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Are you with me today?
Yes.
We're plowing some land today because God's speaking to us.
Yes.
A prophetic voice that's going to come and it's going to restore the voice of the Lord. Ezekiel 37:3 says, then he asked me, son of man, can these bones become living people again? God is saying, can Fort Bend County live? Come on. This is what he says, Ezekiel. O sovereign Lord, I reply, you alone know the answer to that. And then it's amazing how God put it back on the prophet. God put it back on the prophet, and he says this in verse 4. Then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am going to put breath into you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover your skin. I will put breath into you and you will become life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. A prophetic voice is coming into this house.
Yes.
It's going to wake up God's people.
Yes.
We are going to be led by the prophetic voice that's going to come. Amen?
Amen.
The first thing that we must prophesy is to our ears. So today I want to stand and I want to prophesy to you. Hear, ears, hear. Prophesying what God has spoken to me. Ears, hear. We have to be prepared for hearing the prophetic voice that's coming. And our ears must be tuned in again to hearing the prophetic voice of God. Ears have to hear what God is saying. We shall decree a thing and it will be done. Ears, hear. It's been my prayer for the last couple of months. And before I start even knowing what God's wanting me to speak, I've been praying for ears to hear. God, open up my ears to hear from you, God. Ears hear in this place. Fort Bend County, hear the word of the Lord. All four winds are going to hit Fort Bend County. As I asked the Lord about these, he said this. The north wind speaks of the Holy Ghost that is sent to reprove sin. The south wind is the wind of the Comforter. The east wind is the wind that blew Joel's house over in Job chapter 1, verse 19. The east wind is the wind of the Holy Ghost that comes to prove us and to test us and to try us. Blow wind, give breath. The west wind is the wind Jesus spoke in Luke chapter 12, verse 54. It's a wind that brings the rain. Come on. We're going to grab part of these armies. And God is calling us as Church of Living Waters to rise up as Jesus' army. Yeah. I'm part of the army today.
Amen.
Are you part of the army?
Amen.
Yes, amen.
All of these things that God has given us, the heart of David, watching these armies rise up, seeing their positives, seeing their negatives. In the heart of the army of Jesus, we will possess his nature.
Amen.
And we will have his power. The prophetic word came in my life when I was a young boy. John chapter 3, verse 16 came to me when I was young and brought me out of my grave. I was spiritually dead. And then the prophetic word of Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is to come upon you, and you shall be my witness. It came on me when I was a young boy. And I received the word of the Lord as a prophetic voice over my life. And I have acted and I've been his witness because of the word of the Lord. Because of the word of the Lord of John chapter 3 verse 16 that he died, that he sent his son for me to die for my sins. I received the word of the Lord and I was pulled out of my grave and I was set free that day. Ezekiel's army was raised up and resurrected by the prophetic word. That in our hour today, that the prophetic voice is coming. I'm not a prophet. I'm a man that's after God's heart.
Amen.
And if the prophetic voice of prophets do not rise up, he'll use anybody. He'll even use the rocks to cry out his name. That's why God is not going to allow a church in this hour just to have a one-man show. That everything comes in and goes through me, and I'm the one that makes the decisions, and I'm the one that says yes and no. Come on, I don't want that kind of responsibility. I want to be part of a body. Do you know that today, that every person that's part of the body was to bring a song today? Was to bring a word today? Was going to bring, needs to bring a testimony? Do you know that people are going to be set free, not from me, not from the pulpit all the time, but from the body?
Amen.
We are God's army. God is speaking very clear about training in the house.
Amen.
See, if you're here at Church of Living Waters, you will not just be able to sit here just to sit here.
Come on.
Because the word of God comes strong from the pulpit.
Amen.
Because we sing for an hour. Come on.
Come on.
And it might turn to 2 hours.
Come on.
I praise God for the body. I've been healed in the body of Church Living Waters. But he's the head, we're the body. We will be led by him. Our eyes are glued to him. We will not lose the focus of Jesus being the head. And we will be trained as Abraham's army, trained in the house. If you stand with me today, I know maybe that I've preached a little bit longer today. Maybe I dug a little bit deeper, but there's going to be some things dug up and stirred up in this house. And this is the time. This is the hour. I don't know the prophetic word that came in this ministry about its time. It came to some of you, but it definitely came to me. And it continues to come to me after everybody, anybody that prophesies, the very first things that they say to me, Darren, it's time. What I'm telling you today about the army of God, I have to tell you right now, it's time. This is not something that I'm preaching for one day. This is not something that one day is going to happen. I believe that after it's been said, that the prophetic voice is going to come in and it's going to fill this house.
Whoa. Yes.
I believe that bones are going to be spoken into. Hear the word of the Lord, Frank family. Come on. Hear the word of the Lord, Church of Living Waters. Hear the word of the Lord. And with our mouth, we speak and breath comes. Do you believe those dry bones can wake up? Do you believe the Martinez family can wake up into what God... Do you believe that your children can align?
Yes.
Do you believe that your relationship with your wife can be what God wants it to be? Do you believe that? Do you believe? God just called us to believe. I will believe past nothing. I will believe when I have nothing because I've met him at nothing. And he picked me up. I will believe to believe to believe to believe until he tells me to do something else. And I will see and I will see and I will see God move every time. It's about him, not about me. Daryl, it's about him, brother. What he's calling you and your wife into, it's all about him. And he knows that and you know it. That's why he's calling you. Praise God for the talents and the giftings that he's put on the inside of you. But if all of those fall down, and all of those lay on the ground, it's just about you and him. And it's about the most purest part of being obedient. God, I will obey you. God, I will obey you. I will obey you. God, and in that obedience, he will rise you up. Because he's just looking for a man. He's just looking for a woman that will obey. That when he says to go take 100 bags to India, that you'll say yes to him. You might think, well, how? If God's saying it, God will help you do it. Does he have your ear? Ears here. There's some things that God is wanting to speak in this hour to you, and your ears are not able to hear. Today, ears are awakening because it's being prophetically spoken, and ears are opening up to the ways of God. To the plan of God. Ears here. Just lift up your hands towards him. Father, we thank you, God. We thank you, Father, for the army. The army that's rising up. Joel's army that we're going to talk about next week that was completely victorious. Jesus' army that has his nature, God. Don't allow me to be doing what I'm doing without your nature, God. Father, we seek out, God, the power. You said, Father, that as the gospel's preached, that there'll be a demonstration of your power. That eyes will open up. That cancer will be healed. Death, where is your sting? This church will be led by that sentence. Death, where is your sting? I see it written on the walls. I see it written in the papers in this area. I see it written all over. Death, where is your sting? and a group of people rising up, looking at Jesus as our warrior, preparing for battle, going out and seeing this city come to him. Everyone evangelized. Everyone. Father, we speak to this city. We speak to the enemy and to the things of the enemy, the darkness. And we say, darkness, prepare yourself for the light that's going to come in through me, through this body. We know that you're here. We know that you have a kingdom, but our kingdom is greater. Prepare yourself, enemy, to be moved out of this city. One by one, by one, by one, bars are going to close in this city. One by one, by one, by one, street corners are no longer going to be for the drug dealer or for these things. It's going to be for the kingdom of God. We're going to take corner by corner by corner. God has showed me street signs. Street signs, these connections of streets that are going to be, we're going to stand at those streets and say, this is yours, God. And everybody on this street is going to serve you. For me and for this street, we will serve the Lord. Come on. It's time. We're not going to hear those words from the Lord and just allow us just to say, whenever, God, whenever. No, he's saying now is the time. Right now. For some of you today, this might have been a little bit long. For some of you today, God is just saying, come to me. Right where you are, come to me. Come to me, and I will awaken you. The only time that we know that we're asleep is when we wake up. God, awaken your body today. Awaken us, God. I thank you, Father, for this body. God, for the great healing that's happened, God, here. God, we are not content. We need you, Father. We need more of you, God. Father, let the ability of our love be able to receive all that you have for us. And God, turn our eyes, God, to the harvest. Father, I thank you, Father, for your people. God, let my life count. Let my life count, God. Just let a minute, let God just spend a moment with you just to confirm what he said. Grab something today. Don't let it pass you. Don't let it just pass over. Grab it today. Receive it today. Put it in you today. Say, I'm going to walk with that today. I'm going to be that today. Blake and Crystal, just worship. You can just rest in this presence. God is always about commitment, commitment, commitment. He's always about saying, calling our name. Rise up. Rise up. If you want to just worship, you're welcome to worship. If you're going to be water baptized, I'm just going to ask you to go prepare yourself. And you're going to meet right over here. Have your towel in hand. If you're here and you have a few more minutes, please come and watch the water baptism. I believe that God is going to move in it. That people are going to be set free. Amen. Come on, Crystal. Y'all just press forward. God bless you today.
I'm a lover of your presence. I'm a lover of your presence. I'm a lover of your presence. Where I wanna be, I'm a lover of your presence. lover of your presence. I'm a lover of your presence. It's where I want.
Listening to today's podcast, we pray you were encouraged and would love to hear from you. For more information on Church of Living Waters, check out col.info.